If I had a, you've got to have a title, so it's something along the line of don't lose your treasure or don't forget your treasure or don't lose sight of your treasure. How about that? And there's a verse in the Bible and it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, talking about the God's dwelling in us, God's gospel that's within us. It's the treasure that we have, yeah? And I've got a couple of little things here. When we look at the Bible, and we've been singing a lot of verses and things that come from the Bible this morning, and we have like the psalmist writes, for you formed my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Yeah, that's a psalm. And another one that you might recognize is, I'll read it. And this, you would think this has all been put together, but this is what I had planned to read. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we've been singing about that a lot this morning, haven't we? And I was listening and I was thinking, now have I said something to Katie that she's picked all these songs that sort of seem to connect up? But I've been on a few courses just this last week, really. I went up to London last weekend, more to do with law and stuff. But it's nice to know that there are people and there are organizations that watch over the laws of our land from a Christian point of view. And it's encouraging just to go along and see things like that. That was Christian Institute. And then on Friday, we went away to Waverley Abbey, a little gang of us. We had this weather, lovely weather. And we had quite an intensive day, I would say. And I hope you got all your notes. I missed a few bits. But one thing I remember from that was, I hope I got this right, but more or less, encourage people before you try and put them right. You know, if you just try and wade straight in and try and sort people out, it doesn't help if you haven't, first of all, invested in encouraging them. So it's just a little thing that I got from it. Encourage before you try and sort out. Come in first with the encouragement and building up. And that was one thing from there. And yesterday we had a talk down there, the other end, which was very good on prayer. And I thought that was really good, a good day. I hadn't actually planned to go, and I went along. And shall I say, it was good. I was glad I went. And yes, we were put on the spot a few times, and I think we all felt a bit put on the spot, but we had to sort of take a little step, and it was good for it. I think we all benefited by blessing each other and being blessed at the time. So that, yeah, it was good. Anyway, back to here. I just thought I'd do that. The Lord's my shepherd. And I picked on these two things because David, he knew this, didn't he? And he understood who God was. And, what he's written down, he really all this stuff. It's just that he understands it and many people don't. And as we were talking about this recently in our little group, and Margaret was there and she shared a picture that someone had once shared with us about this psalm. And it was about this table spread for me. And this person had shared that, I don't know what you ever think this table prepared before you is, and I don't know what you think about it, but this table here has all these things on it, and these things are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And these lovely gifts are there for us to reach out and desire and take hold of. We might think it was a table full of apples and chocolates and, but you know, when you think about it, what is this fruit? Bananas. But no, it's love, joy. That's what it's talking about. You know, this is a lovely picture that this table was prepared with love, joy, peace. Do you want peace? Reach out. Do you want patience? Reach out. And I thought it was a really nice, a good picture that hopefully will always, it's remained with Margaret, and now I think she's passed it on to me, so hopefully this picture will, and these gifts are to bless us and to bless those around us. That's why we reach out, maybe if we need them, but we might reach out and get them for those around us. And when David writes this, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, you know, we might think, oh yes, it's talking about heaven, you know, one day we'll get to heaven and I'll dwell there. But, you know, it was a place that he wanted to be. He understood God. He understood this whole thing about relationship. This whole psalm, you know, it's about relationship with God. And David knew this. And, you know, I was just saying this on an Alpha course this week, that, you know, we've read this psalm over and over. And we hear it at funerals and various other places. And here we are, this man who says, I desire a relationship with you, God. I want to be with you. I want to know you. I want to feast on what you have for me. You know, I want to be in your house. And it's all what he desires, to know God more and more and more. And I know that you are there watching over me, and you will look after me. And I want to give that back to you. I want to come to your house. I want to bless you while you bless me. And he is sharing an understanding in these words of how God desires a relationship with us, and how that's our place to desire this relationship with God. And David understood God, and he wanted to be part of his kingdom, his household, a very much part of God's plans. He wanted to be in relationship, you know, everything he wanted. And he puts it down in words. And he understands this. And he, you know, knew this. And he knew that to be with God was a desirable place. And I was in I Feel Community College, because I go in there doing Lighthouse Project. And I had to talk about that, the little psalm that I mentioned first, that God knows us. He knew us being formed. He knew us in our mother's womb. He knew everything about us. He knows all the details about us. And it's how much God is concerned with all the details of our life. We're not distant. God's interested in everything. And I said, the difference between the man who wrote this and most of you is, he knew it and you don't know it. You don't know that God loves you, that God is interested in your life. But he who wrote this 3,000 years ago understood this, that God is concerned about us, and God desires good for us, and he wants, you know, he knows everything about us. And very often, the difference between some of these writers and the rest of us is they understand this and we don't. They know this, that God loves them, and we don't. Well, when I'm talking about, you know, all around, as it were. But there might be some here that don't understand that God desires this relationship with us. And this place that these writers, like David, I mean, there was two reasons why they were able to come to this understanding. First, there was the Holy Spirit had brought this understanding to them. And so, you know, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. But they just knew it. They knew God. And that's the place that we should be at. We know that God loves us, that we know that God cares for us. And like I say, these children at this school, I was just trying to put over that there is a God out there that does actually know about them and he does care. And because we might not believe it, it doesn't mean that he isn't there. Because in Romans it says, what then? If some did not believe, their unbelief will not nullify the faithfulness of God with it. See, just because you don't believe that God is there doesn't mean he doesn't exist. And so God does exist, God does care, and he does love us. And very often our frame of mind will make such a difference to our relationship with God. He is faithful. If we deny him or live without him, it doesn't mean he doesn't exist. You know, he is still there. Whatever we think, he still loves us. When we are feeling down, he's still out there and loves us. And when I was thinking about this, you know, I sometimes sit on the front there, and I thought about some, you know, sometimes we're in and have good times together, in either here or perhaps at camp or various different places, and we have good experiences and various things. And I thought about some little things that I've come to me in the past. You know, last summer, I remember walking to school with Ed and Rue. And I used to walk them this time of year in the summer. And we'd walk along, just walking. You might see us on the side of the road. And we'd just chat all the way to school, you know, or they would talk. And sometimes, though, they'd sort of run off ahead and I'd be left walking on my own. But often they'd be with you. And you'd walk to school. And I used to be so aware of walking with them. And I'd just savor the time of walking with them because I knew that this wouldn't last. They will grow up and they will move on. And that moment, these few couple of years will be gone forever. And walking with them on a, you know, like a day like this, I used to just be so aware. And I used to say to myself, I just say to myself inside, this is really a special moment walking along, and I would just dwell there, and I'd really enjoy it, and I just think I must try and get really this fixed in my memory banks because these are special times that will disappear, and try and reaffirm them and stick them in my, you know, computer so that they're very special. And even now, you know. See, that's already gone because Ed's moved up a school, so I don't walk with Ed anymore. So it has moved on, see, and I knew it would happen. And now it's down to Rue, you know. And if I walk along with Rue, he just talks nonstop. You switch him on, talks all the way. And he just, you know, he'll keep going all the way to school, nonstop talk. But I just enjoy that moment with him. I think of it as a real pleasure. Although I could think like this, I've got to get him to school. I've got to get him there. It really drives me nuts. You know, I can't wait to get him there. Then I'm free. See, different frame of mind. You know how a mindset can be different. There I am thinking I'm really enjoying this. I love this. But my mindset could be, I can't wait to get these boys. And then I'm free to do what I want. Yeah? How the same experience can be seen very differently. I can't wait for a couple of years' time. They'll be able to catch the bus and then I won't even have to do this. So, you know, we can have the same. We were talking about this on our weekend away, how the same experience to two different people can be viewed very differently. But I'm aware of this. And I think this. And I'll do another story. At Easter, We went to Wales, the family, and you know, I enjoy walking, as you might find out, and I wanted to take us, our family, walking over the Brecon Beacons, and I'd phoned up a hostel, booked this hostel, and I just thought I just need good weather now, because walking over the Brecon Beacons in April could be nasty. And so I booked this hostel, and we went to Wales, and the weather was quite good forecast. Bit cold, but it was like this, but cold, you know. And it was a bit of a bonus. My sister had taken a day off work, and she said, "I'll come with you." And so my sister and her daughter joined us, so there were seven of us, and we got up, and we did this crazy walk. There were seven of us. It was cold, and I just had to hope that I got all my routes sorted out nicely, and off we went. And we walked, and 7 hours later we got there. Poor Roo. I enjoyed every moment of it, though, of course. but the weather was good, and it's nice to, you know, they were tired, but we did it, and I still savour it. I enjoy walking with the kids, with Viv and my sister, and we're just able to walk and chat, and sometimes you just walk in silence and just enjoy the scenery. And then the next day, well, my sister had to drive back, and we walked back the next day, but it was a slightly shorter route. But one point that we were walking back the next day, we had to, straight from the hostel, we had to walk straight up for about an hour, just climbing. And we got going, and we got halfway up, and then you saw this big lake there and the mountains, and it was really lovely. And I had to stand there and look, and I said, "I've got to enjoy this moment." And they're like, "Oh, keep walking." But I said, "I've got to take this in. I could have gone to Switzerland for this. You know, here I am, and I've got to just enjoy this sunshine, blue sky, and I've just got to just savor this moment as long as possible, because, you know, once I go further on, this view is gone and it's behind." But I could have been thinking, "Oh, this is a fair old hill. I can't wait to get past this hill." Or, "My feet are sore, you know, my legs are tired." You know, and sometimes we can come at things very differently. But the experiences we have, we can sort of build on them, can't we? And then one more little story here. But these are experiences that we can build on. I've picked myself. Just a few weeks ago, our little Monday house group went to Eastbourne. And we had another nice day, didn't we? Good weather like this. And I was able to do a little bit of sunbathing. And this was in April, which is amazing. And we could have a few pictures here, a little picture show. Which ones do you want? Oh, just do them all. I'll have a little picture show here. Yeah? Picture show. Come on, we'll have this now. This is us, not you lot. That's Eastbourne in the background. This is another trip out. But these are memories, aren't they? You can have good experiences. But I can't stay there, can I? So we can just click through them. This is taking the youngsters out to Devil's Dyke. Just good memories for them. Caroline's in there somewhere. Look, purple up there. This is a very steep hill. You wouldn't believe how steep this hill is. And it's really quite scary. You stand at the top and you know, they're going down, sitting down. And look at that. You know, you'd like to stay there. That was a nice day, though. The weather was really good. And that was April, I think. And there they are. We're sitting there. How are we doing? this is us the other day. This was freezing cold, this weather was. And we went camping. We're sitting around the fire. And having a bit of fun. And yeah, it was good. But I get some of these good memories. How are we doing? Oh, that's just Eastbourne, I think. Yeah, nice day out. Okay, lovely. I just put some pictures up there because, you know, I sometimes sit there and think, I'd love to stay at this moment. I would love to just dwell here and, you know, maybe sitting on a bench looking at the sea. I'd really enjoy this. But you can't stay there, can you? You can't stay in that place. You know, and when we're sitting here and we're praising God and we are really enjoying it, but we can't just stay here. You can't just be there. You know that you can't last and you have to move on. But you need to be able to say, take something of that with you when you move out of here. And I think when I've sat here sometimes, I think how can that's the thing, you know, it's great when you can sit there and you can just enjoy it. But we need to be able to move out and take these experiences or take this word, and it has to be relevant to us when we go out of here. So I can remember the good times, but I can't live in those good times, can I? I can't just sit on that beach looking at the sea all the time. I'd probably get bored. But even though it's lovely at the time, we still live in a real world, don't we? And we have to take those lovely experiences, and they kind of take them with us to help us on our way. And I just thought I'd finish off with a story about myself that happened to me this week, and how perhaps something of this gospel has to relate to us when we find ourselves in situations. And so I go back a week and tell you this story. Go back a week from here. We had a lovely morning. We had joined together churches, full house, a great time. And then went home, had lunch, and then I had to take Ed off. I went up to Dagenham, I think it was. Dartford, yeah. And came home, and then I went on the computer. Now, at the time, we were babysitting a dog, and it's a funny old story I'm going to tell you, but I feel I should share it. And this dog that we were looking after, I was probably the most reluctant to sort of be babysitting it, if you can see. Anyway, well, I was sitting at the computer, and all of a sudden I heard this squealing, and then Roo comes in and says, Dad, the dog's got a bird. So I run out, and it hasn't got a bird, it's got one of our pets. And it's a funny little thing, it's like a kind of guinea pig. And this little guinea pig thing, it's a ground squirrel, it's probably my favorite pet. So I pick up this thing, and it sort of dies in my hands. And so I'm really annoyed now, and I'm kind of fed up with this dog, and I feel like, you know, I'm really sort of angry with it. And, you know, there's a big dark cloud over my head. I wonder what you lot are thinking right now. It was funny because in that day, I tried to analyze this, and I had that day, and I was annoyed. And I thought, you know, let's have a look at some of the words I put down here. I was frustrated, because we had looked after this dog and it killed one of our pets. I was angry. I felt, you know, I'm in the right here and this dog has sort of done me wrong, yeah? I was hurt. I've been wronged. I'm annoyed. What are you lot thinking at this moment? You know, this can happen to us, see. So, and I had this experience, and I was quite quiet that day, and I think I was enjoying my moment of annoyance in a funny way. I was trying to work out, because I knew my reaction was over the top for what had happened, see. I was aware of this, but I was very much, I wasn't saying a lot, and And it was rather strange. And I thought, well, that dog's never come in here again. And I was really getting quite sort of annoyed. And all this was going on. And I went to bed and I kind of went to sleep. And if I woke up in the night, you know what I'd be thinking about? This experience. But it affected me. It kind of made me have a sort of bad day. I got up the next day and I thought, oh, no, this thing's still bothering me, you know, and it really is annoying. And I thought, well, I'm going to go out for a run. And when I went out for a run, I was thinking about this because this is what I do when I run and my mind is going. And when I was out running, and you know, with all this experience that was in my head, I knew it was an over-the-top reaction, but I wouldn't want any of you to have told me that, Dave, you're overreacting. I wouldn't have done. It wouldn't have been good. I wouldn't have coped with it, see? And I didn't need anyone to tell me, you know, come on, snap out of it. It wouldn't have worked. It would have been no good. And you know, you could have said, oh, Dave, come on, see the bigger picture. I wouldn't have listened to anyone. You see, I was there. And I went for this run, and I was out running. But how little things can really sort of mess us up, isn't it? You know, I was here on the Sunday morning, you know, praising God, and next thing I got this big black cloud over me because my little pet's been killed. So I was thinking that some people would eat it. I had always some funny thoughts. Anyway, carry on with the story. This is true now, this is true, I'm not making it up. This is my heartfelt experiences. So anyway, I went out for this run, and while I was running, I had this story came through my mind. And it was a story of Jonah. And the story of Jonah was, and you know the bit about where he got thrown off the boat and he sank. And I was running and I was thinking about Jonah. Now Jonah, he was told to go and speak and tell this big city to repent. And they were their enemies of their country, and he didn't really want to go. But in the end, he went. And he went into this city, and he said to the city, repent, repent. And do you know what they went and did? They repented. And do you know what? He was annoyed that they repented. And he went off, and he sulked. It was like me. Right? And he sulked there, and God caused this vine to grow up and give him shade. And, you know, there he was in his little black mood, you know, sort of cloud over his head. And he was, see, God, I knew you'd do it. That's why I didn't want to go, you know. I wanted you to destroy them, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this plant withered. A little worm ate it and it withered. And I was thinking this while I was running along. And I was thinking, oh, how does this connect with me? And the plant withered, and Jonah was like really indignant. He was annoyed. See that plant? I love that plant, and it's died. And that plant was my plant, you know, da 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 da. And he's going through all this, and God says to him, look, that plant wasn't, you never planted it. I put that plant there. That plant died, and you're concerned about that plant, but you weren't concerned about that city of thousands. And it kind of taught him a lesson. And as I ran, I was thinking about this, and I knew I had to do something about this situation I was in, and I'm running along, and I thought, how does this connect? You know, I'm in the right here. This dog's killed my pet, you know. And I thought, this is Viv's sister's pet, and Viv will put a lot of, she will want her sister, who is, shall we say, away from the Lord, to come back to the Lord. And I cannot allow this experience to come between us and her sister in any way. And I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking, okay, I can, all right. And see, this is the bigger picture, the gospel, this treasure that's within us is more important than this situation. And I can see, I'm running along thinking, but I'm all right. But you know what? When I said, I will do something about this, I said, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to eat humble pie, sort of. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to say to Viv that, you know, I put this behind me, and that she doesn't need to say anything to her sister about this, going what's happened. We'll forget about it, because I wouldn't want to cause any rift between family and family over this. So you don't need to say a word about it. And if she needs the dog looking after in the future, we will do it. So I had to walk in the door, and Viv came in. But you know, as soon as I come to that conclusion in my running, do you know, I was a couple of pounds lighter then. No, I was a couple of stone lighter. I was happier. Everything changed. You know, it was weird. The whole mood changed. Because I had got things into perspective, everything changed. And I really can say that this weight, this stupid mood lifted straight away. And the bigger picture, it's all right being in here praising God and that. When we go out, we need to take these, it need to take it with us. When we say, I want to dwell in your house forever, is that mean in here, or do we take that with us when we go out? I had to apply what I've been singing about here to my life. I don't want to cause a rift over this pet with my sister-in-law for the sake of her, you know, coming to know Jesus. And so I said to Viv, you know, you don't need to say a word about it. And, you know, we look after the dog. And Viv just said, oh, that's very gracious of you. And that was it. And I just felt better about everything. It's weird. And it's done with. And I went out with my spade and buried him. But that was done. I even walked the dog that day. So how about that? But, you know, little things can come between us and God. And that was that's a little thing. You might, you know, I knew if I shared it with you, you might think, oh, Dave, come on. But, you know, little things can cause a rift that could actually be costing someone, make a hurdle for someone. We could have built, I could have caused a chasm between us and sister just over this little situation. And I had to, for the bigger picture of the gospel, of this treasure that is within us, I had to deal with it. And that story of Jonah, I had thought of it on the day before. I couldn't connect it, but it all connected on my run. And I just knew I had to do something about it when I got in. And I did do something about it. And, you know, I've moved on. And that's all I wanted to share, that we take this that we have. We sing these songs, the Lord, you know, with us. Take it out with us. We have to apply it. And God is with us. And he will deal with some of those big situations. Mine's that was a silly little one, but he'll deal with big ones and little ones. But we have to take that step, don't we? Time has gone, so I shall close in prayer. If anyone has any situation that they would like prayer over, that is weighing them down, that is a big cloud over them. I've had my cloud completely lifted. It kind of went. I was running faster. You know, it felt like it. I just felt so much happier. I was walking down the drive to the house with a big smile on my face. And that's the difference. And so if you have a situation that you think, I should deal with this, I need to say sorry, or I need to make amends, you know, come and have a chat, and we'll have a time of prayer together and talk. And I'll just close in prayer. Father, we thank you that you are there, that you are concerned with the details of our life, Lord. And Lord, we know that there is a big picture there that is your gospel, that you have come and died for us, Lord. And sometimes we let little things get in the way, Lord. We just pray that you would help us be aware of those things that are causing us to come away from you, or that is getting in the way of your gospel, Lord. We just pray that you would watch over us now as we go out different ways. In Jesus' name, amen.